Welcome to the Wooley Asset Management Podcast for December 26, 2010. I'm Allison Cleary, and with me is Tom Mullooly, president of Mullooly Asset. So, Tom, what are we looking at today?
Okay, what we normally do each week is we take the weekly article that's posted on Bloomberg.com from John Dorfman. John Dorfman is a money manager with Thunderstorm Capital in Boston. He's also a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg. And this column usually shows up each week in our local paper here in New Jersey, the Asbury Park Press, on Sundays. You may see this periodically in the USA Today or in your local paper as well. But Dorfman is unique in the sense that he is a money manager who's not afraid to put his recommendations out in print, which is absolutely great. Dorfman is a value manager. He likes to buy assets at pennies on the dollar and be patient and wait. He likes to also buy stocks after they've had some trouble because he believes that he's buying assets on sale. We take a completely different approach. And so the recommendations that we're going to talk about in this podcast, like each podcast every week, are not recommendations from Mullooly Asset Management. These are recommendations from John Dorfman, who's a money manager unaffiliated with us. But what we do is we take his value picks and we take those stocks and put them up on a point and figure chart. And so while the fundamental news is interesting, we're more interested in what's happening on the chart, what's happening with the pattern. And so there's lots of story stocks this week in the list of companies that Dorfman has named, but we're going to skip that and just go through each of the patterns, and you'll see some of these we agree, some of them we're diametrically opposed. So what's first on the list, Allison?
Well, this week John Dorfman talks about his top 10 for 2011, and the first two companies he talks about are information technology companies, the first being Western Digital.
Okay, Western Digital is a computer stock. It's in the semiconductor area. They make disk drives. And Western Digital symbol is WDC, broke its support in August. It gave three sell signals on the way down before it broke support. Started giving sell signals in April at 39, broke support at 28. The stock is now sitting around $33 at the time we're recording this. It's something that is trading underneath its resistance line, so I'd be reluctant to put money into it.
Okay, and how about Intel?
Okay, Intel is a stock that a lot of people own. Also, a lot of mutual funds own it because it's a Dow stock. It's a large component of the S&P 500 and also the NASDAQ index as well. Intel has not done much at all in the last year and a half, and if you go back over the previous 10 years, it really hasn't done that much. It seems to be range-bound. The stock right now is trading at just about $21. The symbol is INTC. The stock is stuck in this range, and so I would wait to get a buy signal before committing any serious dollars to it. The next buy signal would come after a breakthrough 23. So I'd be looking, if the stock were to get up to 24, I'd get a lot more interested in Intel.
All right, well, switching gears a little bit, we're going to go into the energy industry, and Dorfman talks about Transocean, a name that may sound familiar because it was involved in the Gulf of Mexico spill.
Yeah, Transocean, the symbol is RIG. This stock had been trading in the summer before the Gulf of Mexico incident. This stock had been trading in the 80s, broke its support line at 81, continued to give sell signals through May, June, July, but started to recover as the summer ended. And since September, it has now given four straight buy signals, no sell signals yet. Stock looks very good. Right now it's trading at $69. This is a really nice pattern on RIG.
And what about GT Solar?
Okay, GT Solar is a smaller company. The stock has done a good job of hugging its support line. The stock will be giving a buy signal if it were to break through $10. It's now at $9.25. The symbol is S O L R. It's an interesting pattern to watch.
Well, changing gears once again, he goes into financial companies, including Goldman Sachs.
Okay, Goldman Sachs, the symbol is GS. This is a stock that really is a momentum play in the sense that when this is trading above its support line, it tends to do very well. When it's trading under its resistance line, it tends to do very poorly. And the stock right now, GS is the symbol. It's a trading around 168. It's sitting at a triple top. Triple top buy signals are pretty powerful signals, so I would certainly keep an eye on Goldman Sachs GS. This pattern looks very interesting.
And what do you think about Johnson & Johnson, which is actually headquartered in New Jersey?
At Johnson & Johnson, the symbol is J&J. The stock right now is trading at $62. The stock broke through its overhead resistance line this fall, which was at $60. The stock might pull back a little bit, but this looks like a very good, promising pattern that's being formed for Johnson & Johnson. And this stock really struggled for several years. It was trading under the resistance line and really had an uphill battle. But this may be a signal that better times are ahead for J&J.
Now, Dorfman also talks about China Advanced Construction Materials Group, which produces concrete. And he notes that the company is headquartered in Beijing, but its stock trades on the NASDAQ market. So what do you think about this one?
Yeah, the symbol on this is CADC, China Advanced Construction Materials Group. This is a very cheap stock. It's $4.25. But the pattern looks pretty interesting. The stock gave a quadruple top buy this fall at 4.25. It got up to 5. It's now pulled back. This looks like a pretty interesting stock, and I'm going to put it on my radar. I had not looked at this company before, but I'll take a look at it going forward.
Another IT tech company that Dorfman talks about is Mantech International.
Yeah, Mantech, symbol M-A-N-T. The stock right now is 41 and change. It's having trouble breaking through that overhead resistance line, and I tell my clients all the time, these support lines and resistance lines are like brick walls. It takes a lot of effort for these charts to break through, and so pay attention to these overhead resistance lines. They're very tough things to break through. This stock is now sitting at a triple top, which is normally a powerful situation if you can get a buy signal from it, but it's sitting right on the overhead resistance line. So Mantech is one to watch. If it breaks through and gives a buy signal from here, it will also be breaking the overhead resistance line. Could be a good deal, could be another point where it turns down. We'll have to see.
And what can you tell us about Spartan, which I had no idea before I read this, makes sonic buoys for the Navy.
Yeah, I don't know where Dorfman does his research, but he comes up with some really well-known names like Intel, Goldman Sachs, and Johnson & Johnson, and then he comes up with some pretty obscure or smaller, lesser-known companies like this one, Spartan. The symbol is SPA, S-P-A. Stock trades at 8.25. Very strong pattern here. We have 3 successive double tops. Stock looks pretty good. The chart pattern looks pretty good. I would expect the stock to pull back a little bit here after a nice run, but this is certainly another one to keep on the list. Spartan Corp, SPA.
And the final stock for this week is a familiar name, Amedisys.
Yeah, Amedisys, AMED, the stock got clobbered this year. To give you some perspective, in April and May, the stock was trading in the mid-50s. It's now trading at $33. It has made a little bit of a base here and is starting to show signs of life. So this is purely for speculators only. This is a stock that I really have trouble recommending because it's trading under the resistance line and has so much bad news associated with it. So I would take a pass on Amedisys.
All right, Tom. Well, I think that is it for this week and for this year, I suppose.
That's right. It wraps up 2010. And again, we remind everybody that these are not recommendations from Mullooly Asset Management, but they're recommendations from John Dorfman. And we always suggest that before you make a decision about buying or selling investments, that you consult with your financial advisor. If you don't have an investment advisor, you can certainly call us. You can reach Mullooly Asset Management at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's M-U-L-L-O-O-L-Y.net. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you in 2011.